to take just a minute and share something with you this morning. Something that came to me yesterday while I was up at Gainesville. Several of you here who have already heard me share some of this. I questioned the Lord if I was to say it all over again because there's a couple of families here who had heard it, and the Lord said, say it all over again because it's my message. I want to refer you first of all to the 12th chapter of John. John 12, verse 24 and 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Yesterday morning early, I rose. We were in little cabins across this beautiful little campground up north of Gainesville. Beautiful campus situated with live oaks and Spanish moss and clear springs. And I got up early just to walk across the campgrounds by myself, just to commune with the Lord. Those of you who live out in the country really don't know the blessings, I guess. Sometimes we take them for granted. Those of us who live in the subdivision where there's nothing but paved streets and concrete sidewalks and houses all jammed together don't have this opportunity very often. So I got up early, just wanted to be alone, didn't want to be with anybody. Just to walk across the campground while the dew was still wet on the grass and listen to what God was saying. And I'm so convinced that oftentimes we don't hear the voice of God because we are busy with our much speaking. So much of our prayer time is consumed with us just yakking on and on and on, telling God things we knew anyway. And prayer should be a receiving time of letting God say to us things that we don't know. The greatest moments of prayer I've ever experienced is when I had my mouth shut and my ears open. And I was listening for Him as He spoke to me, either out of the Word or out of His Word, some kind of inner revelation. And so I determined yesterday morning as I got up and just strolled across these grounds out in the woods that I wasn't going to be doing much talking, I was going to be listening. And it's amazing what you can hear God say when you listen and when you look. He spoke to me strange ways. He spoke to me through squirrels that were playing around the base of the tree about fellowship. He spoke to me about perseverance as I watched a pileated woodpecker high on the limb of an old ironwood tree, knocking and pecking away, just continually, peck, 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 peck. And God spoke to me about perseverance, sticking to it when you don't get any results. He spoke to me through the sunshine glistening off the drops of dew on the grass. Spoke to me through the soft rustle of the breeze through the tops of the trees and just the swing of the moss about peace, the kind that passes all understanding. And I wasn't doing much except just saying thank you, Lord, here and then, and just listening to Him as He ministered to me, just walking around. You see, I was in church. Me and God, we were in church together in that early dawn hour. I walked down to a little reflecting pond down in a little kind of a rock garden type thing that they have in the middle of the campground, a little arched bridge that goes over the top of this reflecting pond. And it was a pond almost the size of this particular section of the room. It had been concreted all across the bottom, filled with water. And I walked out on this little arched bridge and just stood there looking down into the water and listening again to the Lord. And he said, "Jamie, what do you see?" Looking down the water. I said, "Well, Lord, I see a whole lot of gook and mud down there on the bottom of the reflecting pond. It's like the Seventh Day Adventists would clean this thing out every once in a while so that it wouldn't be so muddy. A bunch of dirt caked rocks and dead leaves all across the bottom, mud all collected." He says, "Is that all you see?" And I said, "Yes, Lord, that's all I see." He said, "Keep on looking." And so I kept on looking, just standing on the side of the bridge, looking down into the water. And all of a sudden, I saw something else. Something infinitely more beautiful. Something infinitely more grander. For I saw beyond the dirt and the molded leaves and the rocks, and I saw in that stuff the reflection of the heavens above. Beautiful blue sky, cloudless. The overhanging trees, greens and browns. All of those things suddenly came alive in the bottom of that reflecting pool. And I said, "Lord, I see. And he ministered to me in all of that mud and in all of that dirt, all of those dead leaves. He ministered to me about his grandeur and his greatness, caught up in the midst of that which I thought was filth and dirt. There was the hand of God and the reflection of the Creator in the midst of what looked like death was the reflection of the Creator of life himself." I said, "Lord, that's beautiful. What a revelation. That's fantastic." He says, "Let me tell you something else while you're looking." I said, "Yes, Lord." I was getting in tune about that time. He said, "Do you know why you're able to see the reflection of my grandeur and of my magnificence?" "No, Lord, why?" He says, "It's because all of those leaves have come down to the bottom and have died. And what you see is my reflection in those dead leaves. If that pond were cleaned out and just that concrete bottom were left, you couldn't see reflection at all. All you could see is what man has made. But because these leaves have all settled to the bottom, now you can see the reflection of my greatness." I said, "Lord, that's even more magnificent than the first revelation. That's wonderful." And I had my ever-present notepad with me, and I began to write down. I said, "Lord, that's a beautiful story. I want to write this down and sell it to some magazine." Bless millions of people. And not only that, but there'll be a million people who will know that I had this tremendous revelation from you. He says, "I thought you were going to say that." He says, "You better keep looking. There's something else you need to see." "What's that, Lord?" He said, "You see that leaf that has fallen off the tree and hasn't sunk? It's just floating around on the surface?" "Yes, Lord, I see that leaf." "What does it reflect?" "Doesn't reflect anything. Just an old brown leaf kind of rippling the water, and I really can't see the reflection very good wherever it is." He says, "The only place you can see the reflection of me is where the leaves have sunk. Isn't that right?" "Yes, Lord." where they've gone down and just become a part of the mulch on the bottom of the pond. They've lost all of their identity. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm, Lord. I see what you're saying. He says, now let me show you something else while we're on this subject. Son, he says, you know how those leaves got on the bottom? No, Lord, how'd they get on the bottom? Why didn't they just keep floating around? He says, they got on the bottom because there was a wind that came along and blew them all over to the edge of the pool. And there they got all together in a bunch, and they began to molder, and they began to rot, and they finally just sunk down to the bottom, and then there was a big wave that came along and washed them out into the middle of the reflecting pool. That's how they got on the bottom. Or that doesn't sound very pleasant. He says, well, that's the way leaves get on the bottom. He says, they get on the bottom through this painful process of dying and being kicked around, trying to maintain their identity, and finally being thrust under by some kind of force, and then just being beat and beat and beat until they're finally out there in the bottom to where they have no identity, and all they can do is reflect the glory of the Creator. Lord, I understand that. And then he said something else to me. He says, blessed is the leaf that falls on the surface and then gets on with the real business of dying and goes ahead and sinks to the bottom without having to be kicked over the side and beat around until he's forced into that position. I said, Lord, it's not many leaves that do that, is there? Not very many, he said. But blessed is the leaf that does not try to maintain its identity, but gets on with the real business of living, which is dying, to reflect the glory of the Creator. And then he said something else. He says, now, you can write that down. Sell it to a magazine. But you can't sign your name to it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. For he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. O Lord, minister to us now through your Holy Spirit. Crush out of us, Father, all of the ego, that little child desire to show off and to be noticed. Wring from us that desire to be known, to be heard, to be seen. Forgive us for dressing so that others will notice us, and for speaking and acting in a way that will draw attention to ourselves. Forgive us for hanging on to illnesses and diseases and problems so that others will realize we have need help and come and pat our egos. Oh Lord, that we might be grains of corn that would fall in the ground and die. For we know that this is the only way there can be much fruit. Oh Lord, help us to die, that your glory may be reflected.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will thee.